Hey there, and welcome back to Seasons of Life here on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. We're broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Hukkamelem-speaking Musqueam people. Welcome this lovely Tuesday night, and let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Seasons of Life here on 101.9 CITR FM in the lovely Vancouver. We're joined today by a wonderful, exciting new guest. Who are you?
My name is Chris Sherling. I am 26 years old and I'm from Mission, BC.
And how's the mission life?
Well, I've lived here for half my life now. The mission life, it's like nice to, it's kind of like a getaway. Like, you know, I'm near cities, but I'm kind of like out of the metro. But, you know, small towns have like their ups and downs, especially like being gay, because like, I don't know, like, there's not as much opportunity, I guess. And like, there's just not much of a, there was a community out here and there still is, but it's just not as prevalent as it once was.
Yeah. And there's, a lot of interesting characters out here, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. The valley's where it's at, I guess. Yeah.
So I asked you to put together some songs from a season of your life. And kind of, how did you think about that? What came to mind when I asked you?
I was thinking of like songs that definitely has defied like my life and definitely defied, you know, chapters, like good and bad chapters of my life. And I think like the big season I picked was like discovering my gay queer identity through, I guess, like a lot of these songs have helped me through that or have reflected that process, I feel like.
Sure. Yeah. And how do you use music to kind of get through that? Or how did you use music to get through it?
I still use music every day. Music is like a big, big piece of my life. I listen to it every single day. I think you always find, I think, a lot of like peace within music, and you can always sometimes even find your voice and like how you're feeling about something. You can totally do that like through music. Music definitely was also a good escape for me. It's like sometimes like in high school, people are just like not that nice. So, you know, it was definitely like a lot of some artists I would like go and like listen to that helped me just like kind of like take me to like a different place.
Totally. Yeah. And we're starting off your playlist with SZA. Is there anything about, or what about this song kind of just made you go with it first?
Oh, it's called 20-something, and it's basically just her just, like, singing about, like, she's in her 20s, and, like, she doesn't really just, like, have a direction right now in life, and how she's just kind of just, like, I'm kind of a mess, and, you know, for, like, a good my early 20s, I would say, like, definitely, like, 21 to 24, I definitely, you know, was just, like, kind of, like, lost, like, in this, like, was not working like, a good job, just kind of, like, just going through, but she's like, hey, that's me, that's Miss 20-something, and I'm, like, you know, like, I think that song just, like, feel like most people in their 20s, especially kids who didn't go to school, like, after high school, sometimes feel a little bit lost and that type of stuff, so I felt like the song would just, like, holds, like, kind of, like, deep to me.
Totally, yeah. Well, we'll get started, and we'll listen to it first, and then we'll talk about it some more after we play it. This is Chris. You're listening to Seasons of Life here on CITR. And up next is 20-something by SZA.
How you ain't say you was moving forward? Honesty hurts when you're getting older. I gotta say I miss the way you need me. Why you ain't say you was getting bored? Why you ain't say I was falling short? How you leave me out so far away? How could it be 20-something all alone still? Not a thing in my name. Ain't got nothing. Running from love, only no fear. That's me, Miss 20-something. Ain't got nothing. Running from love, wish you were here. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. God bless these 20-somethings. 20 somethings won't end. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20 somethings don't kill me. Kill me. It took us so long to separate. I feel it's permanent, like a riptide. This time, waves crashing fast. I try. Think of the past, please stay. How could it be 20 something, all alone, still not a phone in my name? Ain't got nothing, running from love, only no fear. That's me, miss 20 something. Ain't got nothing, running from love, wish you were here. Stuck in them 20 somethings, stuck in them 20 somethings. Good luck on them 20 somethings. Good luck on them 20 somethings. Oh, God bless them 20 somethings. God bless them, God bless them, God bless them, God bless them. Hoping my 20 somethings won't end. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20 somethings don't kill me, kill me.
That was beautiful, Mommy. That was perfect.
So that was 20-something by SZA. Now, we were talking about the album itself, Control, and you had some interesting things to say about that album. Why are you kind of drawn to SZA's album and her work?
Definitely very drawn because she has, like, I feel like she has, like, a lot of her songs have, like, good, powerful messages. And also she sings about love, but not, like, in the way that, like, you would think most artists would. Like, her song The Weeknd's about, like, her, like, you know, having an affair with another man, and just, like, songs about, like, saying, like, you know, like, she's saying, like, I'm needy, like, I need, like, this attention. And most of the time, I feel like with music, when it comes to love, it's just, like, those big love ballads or a fuck you type of way. And I feel like she brings a little more, like, realistic, like, vibe to her music.
Mm.
And that's why I feel like I'm very drawn to, like, her, the artistry, like, herself that she does.
Yeah, absolutely. And we heard at the end kind of a soundbite from, I believe, her mom. What did she kind of do throughout the album?
Throughout the whole album, she, like, put soundbites of her grandma and her mom talking about control and just talking about life in general and just, like, life advice. And, like, the whole kind of album is a little bit a nod to her mom and her grandma and kind of, like, them and, like, kind of, like, what they have taught her as, like, a young woman and that type of stuff.
Absolutely. And did you find yourself learning from that?
Just, like, kind of, like, some of the sound bites actually had very, like, good, deep, like, information about, like, don't, like, a big one that I definitely identified with was when her, I believe it was her grandma was speaking, she was just, like, you know, you might not like someone, but, like, why does that mean you have to, like, come for me? Like, you know, I don't like you, you don't like me, why can't we just leave it with that? Why do we have to, like, fight? And I think that's, like, kind of, like, a big one. Especially in today's society, because if you don't like someone, usually people just like to call each other out and that type of stuff. Why is that when you don't like somebody? And usually just most of the time, you just don't like someone based off their personality. And a lot of people, it's like have like this big war with them. But it's like, why? Like, two people can dislike each other, but not like cause a bunch of drama around it.
Yeah. So then did you find it easier to kind of let go sometimes because of that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, sometimes when I don't like someone, I'll just keep it to myself. Just like kind of like let that energy like go and just like, you know, I'll be in the same room as them. It doesn't mean like, you know, a lot of people think that's like being fake, but in my eyes, I'm like, you know what, I'm not gonna sit there and be like rude to someone who I necessarily hasn't even been that rude to me. I just don't particularly like. So, you know, I think it's more just being an adult about things, I guess.
Yeah, I keeping the peace, kind of.
Yeah, I am a Libra, so that makes sense. Keeping the peace.
So when it comes to developing your queer identity, did you find that you had to kind of let things go with people in your life?
You know, definitely lost some friends. I came out at the age of 15, and I was, like, one of, like, two gay kids in my high school. So, yeah, and I feel like definitely there comes to a point where, like, you're letting go, I guess, like, this, like, image that you think people think you are as, I guess, like, as a straight person. And, like, you know, I think you kind of got to let that go and just, like, truly be yourself. You know, I came out at 15, but I don't feel like I truly took my own advice there until I was probably about, like, 21, where I kind of, like, let that idea of that person that people thought I was and started, like, being more myself and, like, not being care, like, how masculine or feminine, like, I was being. I think that's a big thing of letting go, too. I think sometimes as gay men, being okay to be more feminine because other people, I think, see that as weaker, but I would never think that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like maybe that goes into our next song, which is Shut Up, Bitch by Lil' Kim. Now, why don't we kind of classic. Include this one?
Oh, because you know what? This is a great segue because, you know, as, like, you know, sometimes as gay people, especially, like, in high school, people, you hear little chitter-chatters about, like, you. People are like, oh, I think he's gay. Or, you know what? Oh, I don't think he is. And, like, a lot of people, some people have opinions about that. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, shut up, bitch. Like, this is nothing to do with you. This is, like, this is not what you're going through at all. And I feel like, you know, also prevalent with my life other than that, there has been times where a lot of people talk shit about me. Or, like, not even that. Just, like, people like, oh, I heard this. Oh, Chris, I heard you did that. And it's like, you know what? Y'all can, you know, mind your business and shut up.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like, then that's why I picked this song.
That's perfect. Okay, well, we have Shut Up, Bitch by Lil' Kim. I'm excited because this song is kind of great. I listened to it not too long ago, and it's quite good. So here we go.
I heard she marriage. I heard she dead broke. I heard she sniffing coke.
Shut up, bitch.
Hey, yo, Kim can spit.
Man, she don't write a shit.
Nah, Biggie wrote a
Come
shit.
On. Shut up, bitch.
I heard she going to jail.
I heard she out on bail.
She done fucked up
hey,
now.
Shut up, bitch.
Why she get her nose fixed? Why she got bigger tits? Why is y'all on my shit?
Shut Damn. Up, bitch.
Everybody talking. All these haters hawking. Paparazzi stalking, taking pictures while I'm walking. Damn, can a bitch breathe? Give me room, please. I'm in the paper every day if I piss or sneeze. Used to ride in the rental of Baron. Now you can catch me in the SLR Mercedes McLaren. Riding with the doughs up. Haters pick your joes up. I'm in the Trump International. 30 flows up. You ain't paying my bills, so you ain't saying nothing. Ain't keeping it real, then you need to stop front. You say you got this, but we don't see nothing. And people, if you feel me, get this whole shit jumping. Used to talk about the way I wore my clothes. Now every chick look like Little Kim in their videos. Don't come around here with that Wendy Williams shit. Get your facts straight or shut up, bitch. I heard she married. I heard she dead broke. I heard she sniffing coke.
Shut up, bitch.
Hey, yo, Kim can spit.
Man, she don't write a shit.
Nah, Biggie wrote a shit.
Shut up, bitch.
I heard she going to jail.
I heard she out on bail.
She done fucked up now.
Shut up, bitch.
Get her nose fixed. Why she got bigger tits?
Why y'all get off her shit?
Shut up, bitch!
I keep the people stirring, cause the chicks stay a purring. And something made a German engineer and a rack of parents stern. Homes with French doors and heated marble floors. Whores heated, cause mama back and hotter than before. Big bank, whole rank like the late Frank. I does what you can't. I'm everything that you ain't. I'm the Belladonna, the biggest bitch in the biz. So don't hate me, nigga. It is what it is. You ain't paying my bills, so you ain't saying nothing. Ain't keeping it real, then you need to stop first. You say you got this, but we don't see nothing. And people, if you feel me, so this whole shit jumbly, then you hear. Cause like a Q-tip, niggas be all in your ear. 365 days of the year. Shit, I done heard it all throughout my career. I heard she married. I heard she dead broke. I heard she sniffing coke.
Shut up, bitch.
Hey, yo, Kim can spit.
Man, she don't write a shit.
Nah, Biggie wrote a shit.
Shut up, bitch.
I heard she going to jail.
I heard she out on bail.
She done fucked up now.
Shut up, bitch.
Why she get her nose fixed? Why she got bigger tits?
Damn, y'all stay on the shit.
Shut up, bitch.
I keep climbing up the ladder. Y'all never stop my swagger. All this petty chitter chatter only made my pockets fatter. Some people jobs is to talk about Lil' Kim. Let's face it, I'm a way of life for all of them. Tabloid magazines rate worse and best dressed. They got some nerve when the ones who do the ratings look a mess. Star Jones don't like me. She cheap and I like the best. Damn, it must feel good to pay less. You ain't paying my bills, so you ain't saying nothing. Ain't keeping it real, then you need to stop front. You say you got this, but we don't see nothing. And people, if you feel me, get your no shit. Niggas hate to see another nigga eat. Quick to put another nigga's business in the street. I wish they shut the fuck up. Damn, good grief. You know your mouth's a cage for your tongue if you just close your teeth.
I heard she mad rich. I heard she dead broke. I heard she sniffing coke.
Shut up, bitch.
Hey, yo, Kemp the spit.
Man, she don't write a shit.
Nah, Biggie wrote a shit.
Shut up, bitch.
I heard she going to jail.
I heard she out on bail. She done fucked up now.
Hey, shut up, bitch.
Why she get her nose fixed? Why she got bigger tits?
Man, get off my girl's shit.
Shut up, bitch.
Welcome back. That was Shut Up Bitch by Lil' Kim. Hope you enjoyed it. We're talking off the air about some of the trials and tribulations of Lil' Kim. Do we want to go into it?
Oh, Lil' Kim, you know what? It's like when you look at like all like these new girls coming out and they're like, oh, like there's like they're doing a like a really great job and I think like they're all like really great, but like it's just, you know, a lot of people are getting credit for doing things first, but Lil' Kim was doing this stuff in 1996, talking about sucking dick and everything, and, like, about, like, you know, trashing men and, like scheming and that type of stuff, and was, like, kind of, like, the first, like, OG, like, rap girl. And I feel like she kind of gets lost in history, like, a little bit, because, like, you had names like Nicki Minaj and, like, all that type of stuff come up after her. So, like, you know, I feel like, you know, like, she was a smart woman. She went to prison for a year. She dropped her album the day she went to prison. And, like, I don't know. She, like, was raised on the streets, and she came up, and she fought hard. So,
yeah,
I always had mad respect.
Totally. She spent most of her teen life on the streets. And you were saying that she had a fashion show in prison as well.
Yeah, she definitely, she dropped a fashion line right in prison, had a fashion show. Because she was watching from the cell. But, like, that's, like, you know, like, you want to stay, you got to go to jail for a year. Most celebrities would be like, I'm screwed. Like, I'm totally screwed. No one's going to, like, remember me. I'm going to be, like, yesterday's news. But she kept herself relevant for that whole year. And people were excited when she got out. She got to do, she was a guest judge on The Search for the Next Doll and on Girlicious. And, you know, everyone was watching that. So, you know, she.
Hell yeah.
Smart
She's
woman.
An entrepreneur. A real, real go-getter.
Queen Bee Enterprise, actually. She's the original Queen Bee, too. That also got taken from her, but I'm not going to start a huge war right
now. No, yeah. We don't want any angry fans on the podcast. So, kind of, how does this play into, besides just the shut up, bitch, has it, or maybe that ties in more, but, like, how does it kind of tie into this overarching theme of self-acceptance?
Because, like, you know what? There was definitely a good portion of my life where, like, I really cared about, like, what people thought about me. And, like, I wanted to kind of keep some, like, stuff in my life hidden. Like, you know, didn't really want to, like, hear, like, the cackling on the streets or, like, have, like, people, you know, sometimes people can be mean just, like, for no reason when you're just walking down the street. And, like, you know what? Now I'm kind of, like, having, like, that, you know, talk about me all you want. Like, shut up. Like, I just kind of, like, you know, like, shut up, bitch. I don't really care. Like, you know, I don't need to hear it type of thing.
Yeah. Well, how did it make you feel when it was kind of going on?
How did it make me feel? Oh, you know, like, definitely, you know, there was definitely, like, a lot of years, I would say, where I was definitely very, like, kind of, like, depressed and, like, you know, I didn't really want to be, like, gay and, like, didn't, like, you know, even after I was out of the closet, I still felt like that. I was more, like, so, like, pushed out than, like, really came out, but, like, it definitely made me feel, like, really shitty and definitely, like, you know, it kind of makes you feel, like, second class to, like, other people and makes you feel like, you know, like, you're not good enough. And, like, it definitely helps build a lot of, like, insecurities.
Mm. Did getting pushed out impact that?
Yeah, definitely, because I was, like, I didn't want to be out here yet and I have to be standing out here. And I did it, like, strong. I was, like, yeah, you know what? I am gay. Like, you know, whoever has, like, a problem with it, then, like, fuck you type of thing. But, like, you know, definitely still, like, on the inside, I was definitely, like, scared, definitely. Because, like, you know, like, for me, it was like, 11 years ago. That, the world was a different time 11 years ago. Not to say, like, it was, like, a totally different, vastly, like, different place, but, you know, it wasn't as, like, you know, I guess, like, trendy to be gay back then, if you know what I mean when I say that. Because now, you know, it's definitely, like, there's definitely a lot of, like, LGBT, like youth violence and, like, definitely, like, violence in general. But it almost, like, you know what, at some point, like, 5 years ago, it definitely came a little trendy to be gay. And, like, everyone wanted, like, their, like, gay best friend as, like, a little, like, accessory type of thing. But, like, back then, like, being gay was still, like, not as, like, I guess, normalized. You never really saw it in the media, even back then. So, like, for me, it was just, like, definitely really hard because I think at that time I didn't even see a lot of representation. It wasn't, like, really till, like, grade 11 when RuPaul's Drag Race actually, like, season one came out, like, when you started seeing more, you know, queer representation on TV. And, like, you know, so it was, I just felt kind of, like, lost, like, kind of like an outsider, I guess, especially being in a small town.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people actually fully realize the impact that RuPaul's Drag Race had on some gay kids who were in small towns. Same with kind of Modern Family as well, to a different extent as well. But a lot of people are giving RuPaul flack, for example, but the reality is that Drag Race was a very, you know, breakthrough show, a really impactful one, even though there's obviously controversy now among and some people, like, but
yeah, and, like, underlining, like, tones of, like, some stuff in RuPaul's Drag Race, but as a whole, though, definitely, like, seeing, like, grade 11, like, watching men be drag queens, like, you know, I never, like, I saw drag queens, like, a few times on TV, like, before that moment, like, definitely, like, knew about RuPaul's, like, Work It Girl, like, so, supermodel, I can't believe I said Work It Girl, supermodel song, but, like, actually just, like, watching, like, them interact with each other and, like, everything like that was definitely, like, a good moment in my life and definitely, like, really, like, hit me, like, strong and definitely made me, like, want to, like, look deeper into, like, you know, like, gay culture and, like, that type of stuff, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we're on to Shake It Off by Mariah Carey. Is this kind of also filling into this kind of, it seems like at the beginning you have 20-something, not really know what's going on, shut up, bitch, you want people to stop chatting, or, you know, it doesn't really matter what they say, and then Shake It Off. It seems like you actually have to brush off these negative things.
Shake It Off also is just, like, it, you know, definitely, like, one of those songs that kind of ties into that, but it also kind of ties into my whole life, you know, definitely, like, I definitely, like, get anxiety and, like, that type of stuff, and, you know, just, like, you know, kind of, like, you know, being, like, bullied, kind of, like, growing up, like, at some point, like, you just gotta shake it off, and, like, you just gotta, like, be strong and, like, be that person, you know?
Yeah.
It's, yeah, it's a cute song, but definitely can have, like, a bigger meaning.
Totally.
To, like, some people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll listen to it, and we'll talk about it a little bit more, and then we might have an ad as well. So this is Chris on Seasons of Life. Next song is Shake It Off by Mariah Carey.
Everybody just bang. Out of here and go somewhere. Gotta make that move.
Yeah.
Find somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy, I gotta
shake it off.
Gotta do what's best for me, baby, and that means I gotta
shake it off.
By the time you get this message, it's gonna be too late. So don't bother paging me, cause I'll be on my way.
Sit by all my diamonds and clothes. Just ask your mama, she knows.
You're gonna miss me, baby. Hate to say I told you so.
Yeah.
Well, at first I didn't know, but now it's clear to me. You were cheap with all your freaks and lying compulsively.
So I packed up my Louis Vuitton, jumped in your ride and took off.
You'll never, never find a girl who loves you more than me.
I gotta shake it off.
Cause my love, it ain't the same. And you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay.
I gotta shake it off.
Just like the Calcon commercial light. Really gotta get up out of here and go somewhere.
I gotta shake it off.
Gotta make that move.
For somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy, I gotta
shake it off.
Gotta do what's best for me, baby, and that means I gotta
shake it off.
Watch this. In the streets where Joe wants. Hold up, my phone's ringing up. I'ma hang up and call the machine right back. I gotta get this off of my mind.
It wasn't worth my time, so I'm leaving you behind.
Yeah,
cause I need a real love in my life.
Say this recording because I'm never coming back home. Baby, I'm gone.
Don't you know I gotta shake you off?
Cause my loving ain't the same, and you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay. Just like the countdown commercial light. Really gotta get up out of here and go somewhere.
Gotta
make that move. For somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy, I gotta
shake it off.
Gotta do what's best for me, baby, and that means I gotta
shake it off.
Watch this.
That was Shake It Off by Mariah Carey. So, you love Mariah Carey. Tell us more about this song.
This song especially, I just feel like during like my whole life, you know, sometimes you get a lot of pent up emotions and like, you know, when you're not in control of a situation that you wish you were or something like that, you know, sometimes you gotta shake it off. Sometimes you just gotta like look outside and brush yourself off and like just head out for another day or like, you know, shake off of like those like bad feelings that you're having, which isn't like definitely easier said than done. But when you're able to, it's just something like it's like very freeing and uplifting. And that's how I feel like that song is like, it's a very upbeat song. And I feel like it kind of, for me, that's kind of like the meaning I got through it. Like for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I could totally see that. I mean, and I feel like that's such a good trait or skill to kind of learn is that kind of, saying
like
fuck it,
brush your hair off, shake
brush
it off
your hair.
Yeah,
exactly. So we're on to our next one, which is Try Again by Aaliyah.
Definitely one of my favorite artists of all time, kind of like another R&B girl. She was supremely talented. She died in 2001 in a plane crash, actually, so we only got 3 albums from her. She's also another artist who kind of has, like, a very, like, tumultuous and, like, definitely kind of, like, a sad, like, background. And it's sad that she got cut short at, like, 21, too. Because she started making music the year I was born, in 94. And she was only 14 when she did her first album. The song Try Again, definitely something kind of, like, about my love life. You know, giving kind of some people, like, a second chance. And, like...
Has that worked for you?
Maybe not the best. There's definitely sometimes the second time around was way better than the first, and I'll take that as a win for sure. Also like Try Again, I mean like giving people second chances and, you know, trying to navigate, you know, dating in like this day and age and always kind of just, like, not giving up type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you feel like dating's like this day and age?
Well, right now it's like, you know what, like it's hard, even hard to talk about dating because you're not even supposed to be doing it, essentially. So, you know, whenever you do kind of, like, bring it up about dating people, you know, you always get that raised eyebrow, especially right now. I feel like also, you know, sometimes dating when you're, like, in a small town in your 20s and gay, it's, like, a little hard because there's definitely, like, a big, like, fragment, like, there's definitely a big population of gay men who just don't want to date in their 20s, and which is fine, that's, like, that's what they want. And, you know, I've definitely gone through that too. But, you know, in the end, I'm almost kind of like, I'm almost a hopeless romantic always. I'm, like, definitely want to find, like, you know, love one day. I just want to find, you know, like, the right person.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that everyone wants to be loved. I feel like that's definitely, like, a challenge, especially in 20s with men. Anyone who dates men in their 20s.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah. Well, I hear it gets better. But I don't know.
I heard it gets better, too, and I'm still sitting here. So.
Still waiting.
Yeah, still waiting.
Perfect. Well, we have Try Again by Aaliyah here, and we'll play that, and we'll be right back.
It's been a long time. Long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. 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 Think it, think it. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. Left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. Step two. Step two. Step two. Step two. Think it, think it, think it, baby girl.
What would you do to get to me? What would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? If I hesitate to let you in, now would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys or keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up? To me, but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see what this could be. Could be eternity or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. Oh. What about the next day? Said you don't wanna throw it all away. Bugging on the first day. What about the next day?
Try again. Dust yourself off and try again. Try again. It's been a long time.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome back. That was a great song, Try Again. We're talking about early 2000s music off the air. How I'm so excited to like be in the club in a few years, and like all, most of the songs are early 2000s, like R&B and hip hop, and great sound. It's such a so iconic.
Better get that I'm Like a Bird Nelly Furtado remix up in that club when quarantine's over.
Nelly, I will say it once and I'll say it again. Nelly Furtado is a complete. Like, the unit is a complete unit.
She's just great. You know what? Honestly, when people talk about Canadian gems, it's usually always Shania and Celine, which they're, like, very talented, amazing artists. But you know what? Everyone, like, sometimes, like, stop to, like, remember how great and versatile Nelly Furtado is. Because, like, you know, she was, like, some, like, folky singer in the beginning. Like, I'm Like a Bird, Turn Off the Lights. And then, like, she released one pop album, became, like, the biggest thing in, like, everywhere. And then she's like, I'm just going to, like, go back to being, like, a simple girl from Victoria.
Yeah, legs. And what is it? Promiscuous is of like a showstopper. So good.
It always is. And Turn Off the Lights, that one from like way back earlier. There's many videos that my friends have whenever that song comes on. It's, I go full rampant, just like full send and like completely embarrass myself. But that song is so good that I don't mind when that happens.
Yeah, why would you?
Totally. Yeah, it's like go for it. Turn up the lights in this bitch.
Hell yeah. Of course. You have to when a good song like that comes on. Now we're kind of, I think, transitioning a little bit because we have Take the Box by Amy Winehouse here.
Oh, yeah. Take the Box. So Amy Winehouse, definitely. Like, I've been a fan of Amy Winehouse probably since I was about 10 years old. I remember when Back to Black dropped and, you know, I guess, like, I don't know, it's, like, funny because, like, Amy Winehouse, like, I was, like, 11, 12, and she sang about such sad stuff, and all I wanted to be was exactly like her. Like, me and my friends would, like, steal our parents' cigarettes and, like, go smoke and, like, listen to her. Like, I don't know, like, sorry, Mom and Dad, you steal your cigarettes when I was, like, 12, but, like, you know, this song, it's a breakup song for sure, and just, like, kind of, like, when you're done with a relationship, you kind of put, like, all the belongings into a box and, like, you know, you kind of, like, give, like, that send-off, you know, kind of like with Try Again, you know, I might give some people a second chance, but after that, you're in the box. Like, you know, it's like one of those things where like you don't really want to say goodbye to someone, but you like kind of like know that you should, kind of just, you know, when it's kind of like done, you know,
yeah,
the box up their belongings.
Has it happened recently to you?
No, not recently. I think like a year and a half ago was when I got on my last relationship. That was hard. Like, you know, definitely we gave each other stuff and it was kind of just like, you know, kind of gave them like, in like the total like span of like seeing each other and dating, it was probably right around like 10 months to a year. So like when you give that someone like that much time of your life, you know, and you gotta put all their belongings like away, it's kind of like a little tough.
Yeah. How'd that make you feel?
You know, like definitely like that whole ending to that relationship was, you know, pretty messy, like I'm not gonna lie. And, you know, I can sit here and say that I was perfect. No, it was definitely a two street way on that one. You know, it makes you feel angry at that person, but also like angry at yourself for kind of the things that you did as well. So it's like two different types of angry, and that usually results just in angry tears, I find, when you're feeling two different types of angry. So,
yeah. And how do you deal with anger?
Ooh, I bottle mine up because I'm so good with my emotions. anger, usually, you know, I actually do usually pent it up, which is not very good. I've been trying to work on that, like, lately. Not just being like, everything's fine, but really I'm a fucking raging mess on the inside. Mm-hmm. It's all about talking about, like, your issues when they come up, which is extremely hard. Mm-hmm. But something I think you got kind of got to do.
Absolutely. And I think Amy Winehouse almost captures, not anger, well, yeah, kind of anger. I don't know, this kind of, like, fuck you.
Angry girl at, like, these men. It's like you know what? It's like a gritty Lana Del Rey. She kind of, like, created that whole, like, fantasy kind of, like, not, like, fantasy, but, like, yo, like, men suck, and, like, I'm dating men who are way older than me. You know, Amy Winehouse definitely, I think, paved the way for pop, like, not pop artists, because she's definitely not pop, but definitely mainstream artists not having to be this cookie-cutter blonde girl who's skinny.
You know, she's kind of soul-esque, right?
A little bit. Yeah, soul jazz, you know, definitely got some, like rhythm and blues in there, not so R&B, more rhythm blues. And, you know, she definitely, like, paved the way for a lot of people, like Adele, just, like, not having an more interesting voice. And, like, I don't know, I think she's seen as, like, for me, as, like, a pioneer for, like, not having to be what the media, like, thinks you have to be type of girl.
Yeah, and she definitely... And yeah, it's interesting that you compare her to Adele, because she does kind of fit a similar warmth almost, and a similar kind of ability to pinpoint how an emotion feels, I think.
Yeah, and, like, really get to your soul and just, like, you know, and I feel like their music, I think the reason why they're so popular, because, you know, it's so relatable, I think, most of it, because people go through, like, really shitty breakups, people go through, like, really hard times, and, you know, sometimes that happy pop music is not what you need to listen to. Sometimes you need something a little more, like, I guess, like, real with death.
Absolutely. So this is Take the Box by Amy Winehouse.
Screaming, I don't have a key for downstairs, so I punched all the buzzers, hoping it wouldn't be there. And now my head's hurting. You say I always get my own way, but you are. Pretends you don't make sense. I
So that was Take the Box by Amy Winehouse. We were talking off the air about how good Amy Winehouse is at just, you know, pinpointing those emotions. And now we're on to Love Thing by the Spice Girls. We just have two more songs left, so we're coming to the end of this development of Chris, that who we know is Chris. Now, why did we pick Love Thing by the Spice Girls?
Ooh, Love Thing by the Spice Girls. Spice Girls, uber important, I think, for me. I was right around 3 years old when they came out. I remember Spice Mania. It was kind of my first, like, obsession I really had, like, you know, like, with an artist. I had their Barbie dolls. I had their CDs. I had the movie, you know, and it was just, like, five, like, sassy women going up there. And, like, you know, their first album was really important because it was not, like, an album directed for kids. Like, they talked about, like, scheming men, like, getting naked. And it was really about female empowerment. Because around that time, that was kind of like the same time as Lil' Kim came out. That's like when, like, you know, women were not just put into like this box of what they had to be in media. And I feel like Spice Girls were really important for that. And Love Thing is also important because this talks about, you know, I just talked about a breakup. And now the song leads into like, I don't want to know about that love thing, like, right now, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of, is it that you didn't want to hear about the love thing or that you...
You know, I think after getting out of a relationship, I feel like a lot of people just want to, you know, meet new people and not really get tied down to anything and just explore themselves. Because I think after you get out of a relationship or after even just like, you know, like dating or seeing someone, you kind of got to find yourself a little bit again. Because sometimes when you're with people, you can find get a little lost. So, like, you know, it's like saying like how you like kind of want to be with people, but you don't really want to be in love at the moment.
Type of thing. Yeah, absolutely. And do you feel like the song was helpful in kind of helping you embody that?
Yeah, definitely finding my voice again, finding who I am and finding what I want. Yeah, I think the song definitely, I think the song still can be applicable to some days in my life. Like, you know, sometimes just, I don't know.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, let's listen to it now. And then if we have any comments through the listening to it, we can add that on at the end. This is Love Thing by the Spice Girls. Thanks for watching Seasons of Life. We have one more song after this, and then we're done with Chris, unfortunately. It's been great so far, Chris. You're a great guest. So here's Love Thing by the Spice Girls.
Last time.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
This episode is brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meter program. Without them, none of this would be possible, so thank you so much. So that was the Spice Girls. We were talking about the 1999 Ginger Spice controversy.
Oh, well, when she left for like a solo career, you know, that didn't do too well. Like, you know, let's all face the facts here. And, you know, yeah, she left because she felt like the group, you know, wasn't doing what they were saying, like being like sticking up for girl power, and they became like this big marketing machine, which, you know what, they did because their face were on everything. But a lot of people feel like she left because she thought she could just make more money and like it hit really big solo. She was the first one to go, right? Everyone kind of felt like she thought she got too big for her britches. Like, she got too big for the Spice Girls. She was going to be the breakout star and everything, but That's up to interpretation, and now, like, they tour again, and, you know, so it was just a big, it was a really big thing in, like, the 90s when that happened, when she left.
Was it a big deal for you? I guess you were 94, so I guess you wouldn't have really, you've been
I was about five. I know, and my sisters had explained to me why there'd only be four of them, and I was so confused about it. I was like, wait, like, why? I'm like, no, and then, like, you know, because they were, like, my favorite band, and, you know, so it was kind of just weird to see four of them and then do a record with just them four. I don't know, yeah. I vaguely remember that because Spice Girls were pretty much my world for, like, 3 years of my life, so. It was Spice Girls and pro wrestling. That's all I loved when I was, like, four, five, and six.
Really? I mean, the ideal combo, really.
Yeah, it is. You got that girl and you got that boy, so, you know.
I don't know why
that's the both words.
They should just have done, like, a halftime show for the wrestling that was the Spice Girls. I feel like that would have...
That would have been everything. Well, I mean, like, Jennifer Hudson sang for wrestling. That was a pretty big moment. I got to see that. I was like, whoa, that's definitely some of my favorite worlds combining in one right now.
Wow. Yeah, that overlap, I feel like, must have felt a little bit represented.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, whoa. I was like, I'm getting some good, like, I didn't think I'd ever see Jennifer Hudson be seen at WrestleMania, and she's America the Beautiful, and Aretha Franklin did too, so, you know, that was before I was born now, but.
Oh my gosh, do you still watch wrestling?
You know, I still do, sometimes, definitely try and watch, like, the pay-per-views, and the main reason why I watch is because, like, you know, the women were always my favorite part before, obviously, because they're so glamorous and beautiful, but now the women actually, like, really wrestle, like, they, like, have just as much time, or, like, you know, have, like, more time than they did, more than a 2-minute, like, bra and panties match, like, they're going, like, 20 minutes in steel cages, and it's nice to, like, you know, even though it's, like, kind of, like a fake sport, or, like, it's predetermined, you know, they always treated their women really poorly, like, before, like, 2013, even, they got paid less, they got less time on TV, they were just treated as more, like, as an accessory to pro wrestling, but now they are part of the show, which is really good to see. Because, you know what, like, yeah, like, the men, like, they're hot and shit. Like, when those girls come out in, like, those outfits and they strut their stuff down the street, it's like, you know what, UFC, I definitely prefer watching the women fight than the men, because the women just go for it. The men just stand there with their fists up, walking around in a circle for, like, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Those ding, 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 those girls go, and they're fucking beating the shit out of each other so hard. Like, they are bloody. Like, they're like, out there proving themselves. And I think that's what I really most like about it, is that, you know, they're giving a certain amount of time, they're given a chance, and they're not wasting their chance. They're putting everything they want to into it.
Do you get inspired by that?
Yeah, I do. A lot, actually. Just, like, I think I've always rooted for, like, the underdogs and, like, sports or, like, TV or, like, stuff like that. You know, you know, when you watch people work hard, it makes you want to work hard. And, you know, it's nice to see, because a lot of people in this lifetime, you know, they get really big opportunities, and it's usually handed down to them. And then they fuck it up, or they don't try at all. So, like, you know, it's nice to see when people are given, like, a chance and opportunity to really watch them, like, shine. I think that's I think the reason why I like this, I guess that's kind of applicable to my life, I guess, but.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to just see people succeeding makes you want to succeed, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, I mean, I think that's really motivating, especially these days when everything is so up in the air, has been so up in the air for the past year as things get a little bit better. It's a great thing to keep in mind. The ability to kind of get out there and do stuff, it's great. And we're on to our final song here, which is The Voice Within by Christina Aguilera.
This was a really tough one because I could have put all my songs as Christina Aguilera, to be honest. Definitely my favorite singer of all time. She has helped me through a lot of bad times in my life. Definitely, like, she came out when I was around 4 or 5. Voice of an Angel, but she's always, like, done really good pop songs, but she's also done really good inspirational songs, uplifting songs, like Beautiful. I was considering that one. This one's just a little more applicable, I guess, to myself. But, like, in that music video, it was 2002, and she showed two men kissing. It was the first time ever where two men were shown kissing during daytime television. She's always stuck her neck out for the LGBT community. But, you know what? She hasn't, like, I guess, like, bragged about it as, you know, some other artists have, kind of like, you know, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry. You know, it's great that they do all this work, but, like, she's always done it, but never really kind of had that, like, oh, well, I've always, like, been there for them type of thing. She doesn't really brag about it. And, you know, it's funny because a lot of gay people don't listen to her anymore, and they always, like, only, like, make fun of her. I was like, yo, like Cher, Madonna, Christina, those were the ones who were there for us before all these artists kind of jumped on that bandwagon of it being cool. And, like, her music has a lot of good, like, deep meaning, like this one, A Voice Within. Whenever I'm going through a really bad time or a really tough decision to make, I listen to this song. This song, it's like, it's telling you to trust yourself and just, you know, sometimes you gotta listen to yourself. It doesn't matter if everyone is telling you something completely different, gotta listen to yourself. And I just feel like the song is just a very powerful song.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like it ties into the end of kind of this, well, season or episode of your time, because, you know, I think that's a good final way of looking at it. Like, you could have people talk behind your back doing whatever, but in the end you kind of have to be confident in your decisions, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for this awesome episode. I've learned so much. And I really appreciate all the great, you know, insight that you've had. Do you have anything that you want to say? You have a minute or two.
Definitely would like to talk about, you know, let's not forget about, you know, the school that we're doing, like, something for LGBT. But let's not forget about Black Lives Matter and Indigenous Lives Matter and what's going on in the world right now. This is definitely something that, you know, needs to be addressed and talked about. We've been doing well with, like, protests and rally. And, you know, there's been some convictions recently, which are, it's amazing, but there has to be all around more needs to be done. And you know what, like, be posting and sharing whenever you see something. And if you can ever make it out to a protest or rally and to a senior you, I would do that. It's important not to forget about what's going on, because I know we're living in a crazy hectic world right now, especially with COVID and everything. But we have to make sure that, like, everyone is being protected and everyone is being treated equally, because they're not at this point. And it's really sad to see and heartbreaking a lot of the stuff that's going on in this world right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Standing up for justice, I feel, is such a big theme of 2020. And if we can pull that through 2021 and into the future, it'd be great to see. So thank you so much, Chris, for this.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming. I've really enjoyed it. Make sure you tune in next Tuesday for our next guest as well. But right now, we have The Voice Within by Christina Aguilera. Also, make sure you get your vaccine for COVID. Here's Christina.
Young girl, it's alright. told her you'll soon be free to fly. When you're safe inside your room, you tend to dream of a place where nothing's harder than it seems. No one ever wants or bothers to explain of the heartache life can bring and what it means when there's no one else. Just hold tight, as soon as you're gone.